Radio with myself, AJ Walsh, sitting in for Niall Boylan tonight. Now, next tonight, is a drunken kiss enough to call it quits on a marriage? This comes after reports flying around today about McFly's Danny Jones and Love Island star Maura Higgins sharing a brief tipsy kiss at a Brit Awards after party. The two, who became close during their time on I'm a Celebrity, were seen enjoying each other's company throughout the night. Danny has been married to former Miss England Georgia Horsley since 2014, and they have a son together. So, and Maura Higgins is single, as far as I know. So this brings up the question, is a one-time alcohol-fueled mistake enough to end a marriage, or should couples work through these bumps together, seeing them as chances to grow and understand each other better? We want to hear from you. Call in and share your thoughts. Should a drunken kiss mean the end of a marriage, or can forgiveness and communication make relationships stronger after these kind of slip-ups? Let us know your thoughts on WhatsApp 087 188 0008. Of course, you can get in touch on social media as well, on Facebook at Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and on Instagram and X as well. I'm going to go to Darian. Darian, what do you think? Should this break up the marriage?
Absolutely not. No.
So look, where do you draw the line then, Darian?
Well, look, we're living in a world where, you know, there's so much going on at the moment, and, you know, a couple with a few drinks on them, they're not themselves. I just think if they go home and they have to work it out with their husband or the wife, yeah, go do it. But if it's going to be a deal breaker, no, I just don't think you can do that, because...
But imagine being Danny Jones's wife today. I forgot her name. It's Georgia Horsley. Imagine being her today and seeing that all over social media. I don't know if you've seen the video, but it's everywhere online. They have one or two kisses, which looks like it could be on the cheek, and then they go in for an actual kiss. And I mean, imagine being the wife and seeing that today. Like, you'd be devastated.
No, it's horrific. And believe me, I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt.
Had your fair share.
yeah. But no, because we're living in a world that, oh my God, so much is out there. I just feel that drink, drugs, rock and roll, it's all been used to kind of take us away from who we really are. And it's sad. It's very sad. But I don't think it should be a deal breaker.
I don't know. It's a weird one, because I just don't know where to draw the line. But I don't think it should end the marriage, you know?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. And the fact that it is out there, you know, that's going to make... Look, there's going to be questions asked. There's going to be a whole load of stuff going on. But it should not be. No, definitely not.
Let me just go go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I've been around the block too long, AJ, to see, you know, how things can... Like, I remember one time I was pregnant and I was picking up my now ex-husband. He was working. He was a DJ at the time at night, doing another job during the day. And when I walked into the place he was in, here he was up dancing slow set with this young one. And I'm pregnant nearly 9 months. Yeah, I got over that. That wasn't the deal breaker that ended the marriage, by the way. But, you know, we're all learning. We're all in life. But I just don't think so, no.
But as well, you have to think about as well, these two know each other from being on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. So it would be a thing now where your one Georgia is now going like, well, you know, what sort of connection did you guys have? How long has this been going on for? Have you kissed each other before? Will you kiss each other again? Or can I trust you to be with her?
Well,
you know, or have you been texting? Have you been messaging? And that's where it's
that's different.
But they're going to be the questions that she's going to be asking, because obviously there was something there. Yeah. You don't just randomly rock up and end up smacking a kiss on someone. There has to be something there. There has to be a lead up to it.
Yeah, well, then if there is that lead up, then no, that's not good.
And I think then the trust is gone, because
she can't
trust
absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, God, no.
She won't be letting him out of the house.
Oh, well, it's not even that. You can't live like that. You've got to say, look, go fly your wings, but I'm not going to be here for you when you come home. You know, you can't.
And they have a kid. I mean, that's just, you know.
That's tough.
I know,
No, it really is tough. And it's a sad world we're in at the moment, because it's like, you know, life, love, marriages, is anything sacred anymore?
And I mean, what do you think, Derianne? I mean, this kiss would have gone ahead anyway, but what if it hadn't have been caught on camera? You know, the chances are they've probably kissed before, because they've got a history together, as in they've been friends for quite some time.
Then I have to say,
you see, I wouldn't be able to get my head around that bit, because I'd be like, well, wait a second.
And I don't blame you. No, there's definitely something going on. I was just saying, like, you know, say I went out tonight, got pissed out of my brains, met the love of my life, you know, celebrity, whatever, and had a big snog. Sorry, I'm just laughing at somebody which I once did, but I'm not going to tell you now. And I didn't have drink on me, by the way. But anyway, no, that's different. That's different. This is different. And kids, no.
It is different, and it's different because they know each other. Like you say, if you went out, you met someone and you had a drunken snog, you might be able to get over that. But this is different because there is a history there, as in they know each other and they're in each other's phones. They've got each other's numbers. So the chances are there's probably been something before.
Yeah.
Let me go to Jessica. No, Jessica's on the line. Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Oh, Jessica, love her. Yeah.
So you're saying you don't forget you have a partner when you've had a drink. That's a very good point.
No, you don't. Like, I could have about 10 points on me. I'm not going to forget that I have Kara by my side.
Yeah.
Did he just forget that he has a wife and a child at home, has a family? Like, did he just get amnesia or something that moment?
Yeah, he must have done. That must have been it. That's the answer, I reckon. He just got amnesia all of a sudden. But the thing is, did you hear what myself and Derianne were saying there? It would be different if it was a stranger that he had just gone out and bumped into at the club. But the fact of the matter is, these two know each other.
Oh, don't say that. The fact of the matter is, please.
Oh, sorry, Derianne. Sorry, I didn't mean to give you PTSD.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, go on.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Even if it was a stranger, it's the fact that it's Danny. He was on Celeb. He's in, busted the other band, McFly.
McFly,
people
know
who
same
he
thing.
Is. So people will automatically be like, oh, there's Danny with someone that's not his wife. Get the cameras out. So I don't think whether it's a stranger or not, like, I don't know, has any, like, weight to it. It's the fact that he kissed someone that's not his wife.
Yeah, I get you, Jessica. I get you. But, I mean, does it make a difference because he is in the public eye? Is it okay for a rando to do it? Or is it because he's in the public eye it makes it worse?
No, it shouldn't matter, because once you have a ring on you and you've had your ceremony, you've said your vows, you don't go kissing other people. End of. Like, if that was me, I'd forgive a lot of things. But something like that, I wouldn't forgive. I'd be like, no.
So if you were Georgia, would that be it? Your relationship would be over.
I'd have very strong feelings about it, because something like that to me is unforgivable.
And I mean, it's humiliating as well, the fact that it's absolutely everywhere. Like, everybody knows now.
Absolutely,
it's a kid's thing around the world. Like, it's not like it's a secret. All you have to do is go on Google, and it's everywhere.
Does it make it worse as well, the fact that it's Maura Higgins and she's absolutely gorgeous? Does that make a difference? Would you be jealous?
No, like, it shouldn't matter who it is.
Doesn't matter, like, yeah.
Yeah.
For God's sake, think about your wife and your kids. Like, you have a family. Why waste it on someone?
But unfortunately, men don't. Men forget about those things when they're in those situations, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Valerie as well. I'll get Valerie involved in this. Valerie, what do you think about the whole thing?
I'm at a loss as to who they are. Are they famous people?
They're famous people, Valerie. Yeah, they are. One of them was in a band called McFly and the other one was in Love Island, and they've done lots of stuff since. So they know each other from being on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah.
So that's your context. So do you think it's enough to break up a marriage?
Who's married?
He's married. She's not.
Okay. I would say that's not cool at all.
It's definitely not cool. It's definitely not cool.
No.
But is it not cool enough to break up a marriage when you've got a child as well?
Oh, God, no.
Look, I suppose it depends. For me now, I'd be broken-hearted for his wife. You know, that's just rotten. But can they get back from it? I don't know. If it were
I don't
me,
think so.
Okay. It sounds very sad.
It is sad. And I mean, I was just saying, for her to wake up this morning and see it everywhere, see these clips.
Yeah, I know, that's horrible.
And it's the questions then, because they know each other, and it's like, how long has this been going on for? Have they kissed before? What sort of connection do they have? Have they been cheating? And then it's like, what's cheating? An emotional exchange? Is that enough to warrant cheating?
Well, it's hurtful, I would say, to the cheaters on, regardless of, you know, what context it's in or what platform she saw it in, or
it's,
you know,
everywhere, Valerie. It's absolutely everywhere.
Well, I was just listening about Ukraine now, and Zelensky and Trump, but this Gardaine, I'm very sorry for, and I'm very sorry for her husband as well. That, you know, that's what it comes down to in their life.
Yeah.
Did they have children?
Yeah, they have. Himself and his wife have a child. They have a son together.
Okay.
How old is the son?
I don't
AJ?
Actually know, Darianne. I don't know how old the son is.
Okay. Where Higgins has no children, no responsibilities, and couldn't care what she wrecks.
Not good. Not good.
Yeah, that's the other thing as well, because I've been reading lots of comments on social media, and people are saying, well, you know, she should take some responsibility as well. And other people are saying, well, it's not her problem. She's not married. But should she?
But you know damn well he is.
Yeah. So do you think she should take responsibility, Jessica? Like, you know, and, you know, she should
100%,
be held responsible.
But she won't. She'll paint herself to be the victim. Like, no, you knew what you're doing. You know him. He knows what he was doing. They're both as bad as each other.
Yeah, I actually agree. They are both as bad as each other. And like, when I was first thinking about this topic, I was like, oh, you know, that's not enough to break up a marriage. But I just don't know if I'd be able to get my head around it personally if I was in her position.
No, I don't think I could either, to be honest, AJ. I couldn't, you know, because, you know, the proof is in the pudding there. No.
It has to be so sore on her, like the creature.
Say that again, Valerie.
She has to be so hurt.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and I don't know about breaking up. It's very difficult, I think, even if you don't have children. You know, breaking up with somebody, you know, we've all done it. And we've all been done too. And the choices and the decisions and... But yeah, if I saw my husband kissing another girl, I would say, dude, why? Please.
And the breakup would be harder when it tells you crying eyes.
Well, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't like to be in that household at the moment. I reckon it's there's some serious conversations going on. I do wish them the best, but it's not the best situation, really. Thank you so much for getting involved, guys. Thanks, Jessica.